ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Can you believe? I can hardly believe it. 200th episode today. Can't believe it's kind of silly, but it's really pretty extraordinary. Thank you for being here, guys. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Livecast. My name is Jim Case. I am the host of the show, and I am really excited to be here with you all today and to celebrate this 200th anniversary and this 200th episode anniversary. And it's a big deal because, like the theme of the show, it was kind of an unexpected. It kind of evolved as I evolved, and this showed up in a way that I never anticipated. I never thought about. But that's the magic of when you're in alignment with your life, with your experience, when you are tapping into that experience and letting your life surprise and delight you. And it's a great place to be. It doesn't mean that there aren't issues and problems. It doesn't mean that there's another stuff going on. But all of it contributes to surprising and delighting you. And so I'm really thrilled to be having this conversation on my 200th episode, because I think it's an important thing now that we all begin to think newly about how we're approaching our lives. And I say that because life is changing, our world is changing so dramatically. I mean, even in the time that I've been on the planet, where we've been to where we are is an astronomical change to me. But ultimately, we are all evolving, we are all growing, and we are at a point in our in that evolution, I believe, in my experience, where we have an opportunity to step in a different way. And part of that is learning how to and being aligned with this whole idea of letting your life surprise and delight you. So we're going to talk about that at length today. I'm excited to talk about it, share some of my experiences with you about it, and hopefully encourage you to start moving in that direction as well. Because there's so much that you can glean. There's so much more. And there's so much depth and so much feeling, but good feeling that's available to you. So stick with me. I've got a few things to get through before we dive into the show in its full capacity here. But as we get started, I want to, as always, start off talking a little bit about my book. And we'll be right back right after this. Right, www.fearisachoicebook.com. Guys, check out my website. Check out my book. And the website's great, but the book is amazing. Powerful, powerful book that will help you change your relationship with fear. Been out for a year, doing well, continues to do well. I'm so thrilled and excited and appreciative of all of you out there who have read the book, who have taken those steps into changing your relationship with fear. Those of you who have reviewed my book, thank you so much, because then other people can get a sense of what your experience of the book was that they can then kind of decide for themselves. But Fear is a Choice book is a powerful, powerful book that will help you change your relationship with fear. And that's important because the fear experience dumbs down our consciousness. The fear consciousness puts a limitation, sort of like a cage, on our experience. And it very much limits our ability to see, to experience, to make ourselves available to all the potentiality that we have. And when you recognize that fear is a choice, and when you recognize that that consciousness is no longer serving you, what begins to happen is that you go from this very limited perspective. I'm kind of making my eyes, taking my hand and making this sort of telescopic view. And if you look through that, you notice that you have a very limited viewpoint. Sure, you can see. You can see what's in front of you and where you're directing your focus, but you can't take in the entire picture. And that's what happens when you allow fear to run your experience. So for me, this process of changing our relationship with fear is going from a fear-based consciousness to an opportunity-based experience. That opportunity-based experience comes about very simply because you move into a new normal when you change that relationship with fear. And suddenly things begin to open up and you open up to the potentials and opportunity that you never knew were there because you were living in such a limited perspective. There is so much available to you to create, to grow, to love, to become all that you want to be. But if you're doing that in fear, you're limiting all of that potential and all of that possibility. So let's change that relationship with fear for you. Let's help walk through this. Get the book, Fear is a Choice. Head to the website. You can order your books there. You can read some reviews there. You can watch some video there. You can contact me there. I hope you do. And I hope you enjoyed the book. I know it's a powerful, powerful read, and I think you'll find it very, very powerful. So check it out. Thank you very much for those that you did. And we'll be back right after this. All right, it is the year. Almost the year is over of conscious creation. Holy crap. Can you believe 2021 in the books in 31 days or something silly? Holy moly. My world is good. Guys, this has been an incredible year. It's been a challenging year. It's been a lot of things this year, but the thing that it's been best is that my world is good. And that my world continues to be good, even in the times that things are struggling. I can focus into, I can be in the moment of my world is good, and know that whatever I'm dealing with is moving. Knowing that whatever I'm dealing with, I'm showing up for, I'm walking through, and I'm carrying on, and I'm growing, and I'm changing, and I'm releasing all the crap that I don't need. So we just talked about with my book, surrendering all of that fear-based consciousness to step into an opportunity-based consciousness. My world is good is what helps to continue to expand that. Remember, we are 7.5 billion unique worlds that inhabit this beautiful planet. And I say unique worlds because ultimately no one can create your life for you. No one can live your life for you. No one can change your life for you without your consent or permission. You are in the driver's seat of all of it. I want it to be the best possible experience you can create for yourself. And so my world is good is just a foundational thing. To me, I was thinking when this started a year ago, I was just really in this mode of how does this little guy here living in Colorado doing a show, how do I impact consciousness if I don't want to go be a politician or I don't want to go be, in the world in that way? And what occurred to me is what I live through, which is it's all about energy. We're all about energy. So how can I use mine differently? And so my world is good has evolved from there. The recognition of us creating our own worlds and me wanting to influence my world. Because remember, perception is all about what's reflecting. You are seeing, feeling, hearing, tasting, touching the reflections of your belief systems and ideas reflected back to you by the environment. That creates your perception. So as you step into my world is good, you begin to change those belief systems. You begin to change those perceptions, and suddenly you begin to see more goodness in your world. And I want us each to do that because as we do that, then we harmonize in that world of goodness. And in that harmony of goodness, we begin to create a tipping point in the consciousness of the planet. And bear in mind that while we're doing that, things can look a little hinky for a minute. Things can look a little upside down because everything is going to be topsy-turvy. We're moving into a whole new state of consciousness, individually and collectively. the more we do it individually, the stronger and greater and more easily and more quickly it happens in the universal group. Because as we each adopt that energy, it begins to expand. So my world is good. It doesn't require anything but your energy, attention, and intention. So focus into that. My world is good. Feel it. Feel it with appreciation. So how I like to do this is I just take a moment and I focus into something in my environment that I appreciate. Right now I'm here doing this show. And I appreciate getting to do this show. And my world is good. And my world is good. And my world is good. My world is good. Feel that. Feel it. Speak it. Feel it some more. 10 times when you wake up. 10 times before you go to bed at the end of the day. And then use it throughout the day to help create an alignment. Right? Why not be in alignment with my world is good? Create that alignment so that as you move through the day, if something happens to pull you a little sideways, left ways or right ways or up ways or down ways, you can pull this out of your arsenal and you can stop. You can breathe. You can focus into the environment. You can find something in yourself or in the world that you can appreciate in the moment and focus into my world is good and begin to change whatever negative or negatively impactful experience you're having in the moment to help shift it, to help spin that energy up. My world is good. I hope that you're using it. Those that are, thank you for sharing your stories. Thank you for telling us about how you're doing with it. And thank you for sharing this movement, because I think that as we continue, I don't know where it's going in 2022, how it's going to evolve. We'll see what's happening over the next few weeks here. But my world is good has been profound for me this year. And I'm hoping that whatever it is, this or something else, will continue to take us to the next level. So thank you for that. We'll be right back. Right after this, we're going to dive into the show. See you on the other side. All right. So I'm going to read my screen. Nope. One more. Here we go. Nope. Up here. Does your life surprise and delight you? Yes, I'm going to be ridiculous about this. I'm so happy about this 200th episode, guys. I can't even begin to tell you. I just kind of blows my mind the way it happened. I didn't have to coordinate having my own show this time. It just worked out in my schedule this way. I had actually numbered my episodes wrong. If you could believe it. I was working on the production for show to podcast. And as I was doing that, because I number all my episodes on my back end, but I don't number them when I put them out. So I was looking at it, I'm like looking at my library going, this doesn't make sense. This number isn't right. And then I go back and see that I miscounted by one. And that one happens to be today. How about that? So again, my life surprises and delights me all over the place. Something that could be construed as a challenge or a problem, like I misnumbered my episodes, actually becomes a source of joy, because that enabled me to be here doing this right now. And that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about in this whole idea is, does your life surprise and delight you? Here is a situation which could easily become a way to abuse myself, could easily become a crisis of some sort, because, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And oh my gosh, how could I have done that? And people are going to be, and just make up a whole ridiculous story about it instead of just fixing it. And then seeing to my surprise and delight that the whole thing was because I got to do this. I got to celebrate and share my 200th episode in this fashion. I'm thrilled. I'm excited and I'm overjoyed by it. What started this thought process for me actually was kind of fun. I was skiing with my friends. And that in and of itself, guys, I say that sort of casually, like, yes, I'm skiing. I can't even begin to tell you. And I will tell you, because that's what I'm getting ready. I shouldn't say that. I am beginning to tell you about how crazy this whole thing is. So we go up the mountain. We're having another ski run was open, which wasn't open a few days before. We're having a great time. Had a great ski time. Did, I don't know, 9 or 10 runs. Got back to the car. We're hanging out. And we're just talking about our day, which is what we do when we go skiing. It's an amazing thing. We sit. We have these amazing experiences. We go up and share the time on the mountain together. Skiing together and having fun and laughing and choosing paths and, you know, kidding with each other. And then when it's over, we get to relive it. We get to celebrate that joy all over again, sitting in the parking lot, taking off the boots is a process. And the process is take off a boot, take a hit off your drink or your beer, because the process of boots is a bit annoying. The process of boots is a bit tough. So we found a way that, and I'm so fortunate to be included in this group, because they were doing this before I came along. But they build this wonderful, just stimulating, incredible experience. And so as we're standing there talking and reliving some of our fun down the mountain, it occurs to me that I said to them, this is really quite extraordinary. I never dreamed at 57 years old I'd be a ski bum living in Colorado. I'm like, where did that come from? Now, I say ski bum. I don't ski I don't ski 7 days a week. Who knows, that may happen. But just the fact that I've already been skiing twice this season, and the season hasn't even really started yet, and I get to do this. But there I am going, holy crow, I never even thought. And then I'm like, wow. And I have an Icon pass, which I got this year. I never thought about it before, but I have it. I own it. I don't have to pay for it. It's paid for. I paid for my Icon pass. It's done. So now I can ski everywhere I want to, as many times as I want to, all season long as I have the time. How fortunate that along the way, I was able to pick up some good equipment. I got my equipment. I've had the equipment since the end of last season, but now it's paid for. It's done. I'm going to just get to experience all of that joy of just picking up my stuff and going whenever I feel like it. And then living in Colorado, who knew? I was in San Diego for 10 years, living my life, having a great time. Michael and I were overjoyed. It's a beautiful place to live. And suddenly I couldn't be there anymore. Suddenly I didn't want to be there anymore. It wasn't suddenly. It actually came over about a year and a half. But so here I am in this period of my life and stopping in reflection for just a moment to say, holy crow, I never realized I'd be here. I never dreamed I would be doing this. That the things that I'm doing that are bringing me joy are this. And then I stop and go, but if I create my own reality, why am I not recognizing that? Well, because I think there's a point where you can go into taking the idea of you create your own reality and making it as limited as we make everything else through fear. Or you recognize that as a creator, you stop worrying about how. You stop worrying about the hows. And I'm going to stop this conversation here because I want to take a moment to focus, because this idea of the hows is really, really important. And I want to thank right off the top of this, Mike Dooley, for this amazing insight into how we create our reality and the space we get to when we stay in that state, because we aren't about howing it. And I'll tell you why on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to shift over into this, pushing buttons just randomly because I can. Taking a moment to focus. What I love to do at the beginning of the show is I want to take a few minutes now. We've talked about what we're going to dive into and got us all stimulated and interested. And now I want to harness that energy. I so strongly believe that where two or more are gathered is a foundational thing. We come from a collective source. We come from the same source, and we are expressions of that source. And then we reignite with the source to refill, to refuel, to regain perspective, and then take that new perspective back into an individual, into the world again, but as a spark of the divine. So for me, this is foundational. Breath is foundational. We're going to do a little breathing. We're going to do a little focusing. But the idea, again, where two or more are gathered, us coming together in energy, us coming together in focus, that wherever you are all over the planet, as we focus into this topic together, that your energy and your influence will guide me through the process of this conversation. Because I have my own experiences and I have the things that I align with and things I want to share with you. But I know lots of you out there have questions and comments. And also know that if you go to Facebook page, Adventures in Truth Facebook page, where you see the live playing, you can enter in the comments there. If you have a question or a comment you'd like to share with me live on the air, I will share it while we're on the air. But utilize that if you have a question or thought. I'd love to hear from you. So that'll slow me down for a second. Let's take a moment to breathe. So let's start in through the nose and out through the mouth. Just focus all of your awareness into your breath. And what I want you to do now is you close your eyes. Just let your energy and focus and intention go right into the center of your heart where your breath is. And as you do that, I want you to focus into the breath as you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with each successive breath in through the nose and out through the mouth, you feel yourself settling into this moment. You feel yourself aligning into this moment in clarity. You feel yourself present. You feel yourself relaxed and present in this moment as you inhale through the nose and exhale from the mouth. And as you continue to focus into the heart, focusing more intently, bringing all of your awareness into that center of your chest, I want you to become aware of your field. And as you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, become aware of the field that surrounds you. Your field is your energy. Ultimately, your field is you. Your field is the isness, the I am of you. So feel into that. Feel as you're sitting in the center of your heart and you feel the heartbeat and you feel the breath moving through you. Just be aware of this enormous field that comes in 360 degrees in all directions. Feel that enormity of all that you are. Just let that bask. Just be aware of it. Just be in connection with it. It's going to show itself in whatever way you see things, in whatever way you experience things. Some of us feel it. Some of us see it. Some of us taste it. Some of us, everybody's a little different. It's sensual. It can be pictures. It can be images. It can be kind of all of the above. It can be downloads. It can be fully realized concept. However it shows up for you, just feel into that field of you and the enormity of all that is. And then I want you to consciously call your energy into your heart space. I want you to call this magnificent field into you. This is your energy. Harness this energy and focus it into your heart. Even if you use your hands like I am right now, just call your energy in and just reach out and bring it into the heart space. Feel that heart space energize. Feel that energy coalescing in your heart. And as you do, feel the warmth and the tingle, whatever that sensation is, as you feel the enormity of that incredible power of all of you focused into your heart. And now just rest into that feeling of that energy sitting in your heart space as you take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And now we're going to focus into that breath. We're going to count that breath. We're going to inhale to a count of four. Inhaling to a count of four till you're completely full. And I want you to feel that fullness and that richness and that relax into that. And then you're going to sit with that for just a second. And then you're going to release all of that energy and air, purging to a count of six, so that all of the old energy and air is released as you prepare for the next moment. But before that moment, you have a moment of absolute emptiness, absolute void. Be in that space of anticipation, in that space of allowing, that just be with you in that moment. And then you'll re-engage the breath and continue again to a count of four, holding at the top and then exhaling to a count of six and holding at the bottom. So here we go. Let's walk through this together. As we begin to inhale, two, three, four, filling all the way, feeling that fullness and that richness, letting the shoulders and the neck relax, feeling the amazingness of that. And now surrendering it, exhaling two, three, four, five, six. Beautiful. Now rest in the void. Be comfortable. Just rest in the emptiness, in the not know. And now engage the lungs and inhale, two, three, four, feel the fullness, feel that magnificent richness and relax into it, relax the shoulders and the neck, and then surrender it in this moment. Exhaling, two, three, four, five, six. Beautiful. Now rest in that emptiness, relax the body in the void. Be prepared for the next moment. Just relax and enjoy. As you engage and inhale, two, three, four, feel that full expansion, feel the relaxation of the neck and shoulders, and release. Two, three, four, five, six, and now rest in the void. Breathing in, nope, just resting, no breath, just resting. Being in the void, being in the space of empty, being comfortable there as you engage again. Inhaling, two, three, four, feel it, feel it, feel it, relax into it, and now surrender it. Two, three, four, five, six, and rest in the void. In that empty space of allowing and receiving, just be there. And now continue the breath cycle on your own. Continue to breathe into that count of four. Feel yourself breathing and expanding into that. Feel how powerfully you expand in all directions as you allow the breath to move through all parts of your body. Don't manage the breath. And as you sit at the top, full of all that energy and air, just relax it. Relax the shoulders, relax the neck, relax the body. And now surrender. This is a moment of creation. Now surrender all that was, surrender all that energy, surrender all that air, let it all go, let the past moment go as you come into the new moment of creation, into the void, with no breath, no nothing, just be there for just a moment in anticipation, focusing to the next breath, inhaling and taking on the next moment of creation, and realizing that every breath is a new moment of creation, and we get to experience them hundreds of thousands of times a day. Anytime you want to reset, breath is there for you. Anytime you need to shift, breath is there for you. Breath is the foundation of life. It is chi. It is prana. It is the energy that animates this being. When you learn to manage breath, you learn to manage your energy, because breath is your energy. And when you can become conscious of that exchange of energy, I'm taking energy in, I'm integrating it, I'm becoming with this energy, and then I'm done. I'm choosing to move on. I surrender anything that's old and outdated in this moment that doesn't serve anymore, and I surrender it with the breath. And then I wait in anticipation in that void space of not know to be ready for the next breath. Extraordinary experience. Every day that you can use this breath is a day that you can change your life, because you are managing your energy. And as you continue the breath cycle, staying deeply connected to this process of growth and change, this process of creation, take these words and let them wash over you. Just take them into your center. I am the evolution of God realized as matter. I inform and guide that expression as the pure expression of God. I show up as God. I connect as God. I align as God. I am creation realized. And from that, I create, I expand, I engage. I am. Breathing in, feel that. Feel that in the context of the glorious energy that you are. And as you continue through the breath cycle that you're in, begin to gently bring your awareness back to this space. Becoming aware and conscious again, I want you to release your field. You've been kind of holding your field into the heart and just feeling the power of that energy. And now I want you to release it, and with the breath, watch it expand back out into the universe. Watch how huge your field is. Become aware of the enormity of who you are, the extraordinariness of who you are. See it in the field of energy that you are now releasing. You are now releasing, because it is your energy. And gently bring yourself back into this space as we continue on to talk about all of this good stuff. Does your life support and delight you? So we were talking before about the hows, and had the surprise and delight of the process for me now is I don't focus into how I get things done. I don't spend time worrying about how. I spend my energy focused into what I want to create, and then getting into alignment, moving my energy in that direction, getting my alignment going. Not how am I going to get from point A to point B. I focus in doing my daily practice. I focus in connecting to my breath. I focus into getting my energy into the space of being all that I can be, being as aligned as I can be with all that I am, or with my higher self, or with God. However you choose to look at it, it's all okay. It's all relative to the same thing. You're saying the same things. You're just using language that makes you feel comfortable. So whether it's God, the universe, your higher self, whatever it is, the more you align to that, the more inspiration comes. The more inspiration comes, the more you are available to whatever the universe can bring your way to easily help you navigate to those things that are important to you. And while you may not always have identified them, I'm one of those people. I don't live in a goal world. Excuse me. I want to create, but I don't live. Excuse me. So I am creating And that creation process is about focusing on what the desire is. What is the thing I want, I desire to create? That's even changed over time because I've become less focused in getting so narrowed in on the detail of it that I lose sight of any other potential or possibility that exists. So the things that I desire now are more about experiencing and not so much about, I want a red car. I want a hot rod. It isn't that I don't want a nice car. I don't want a nice house or I don't want nice things, but I don't focus there as the outcome. I focus here in creating the things that I know will be satisfying. I want to feel more connected. I want to feel more aligned. I want to feel joy. I want to feel satisfaction. I want to be satisfied with my experiences. And so I start to be inspired to the things that help with that. So when I started this originally, back years ago, a very dear friend of mine tapped me into the whole concept of appreciation, which I'd never even thought about before. I'd heard about gratitude. I didn't really resonate with gratitude all that much because I wasn't living in a place where I was feeling like something else was giving me something in order for me to be okay. I started young. I left my parents' home when I was 15 and a half or 16. And so I had learned to create my life. And fortunately, I had enough belief in that that I lived in that space a lot. But I still did practical things, but those practical things were the result of the inspiration I was receiving because I was working on the connection, dialing into that larger connection and recognizing over time that the rat race that was sort of given to me as this is your life was not my life. And it certainly wasn't anything I was interested in. So I had to forge my own path as well. So as I continued to do that, I stopped worrying about, well, if I want to get a good job, how am I going to get a good job? No, it's not about that. It's I'm going to get a good job. End of sentence. Now, how do I focus my energy for that to happen? How do I focus? Now, what do I want to, what kind of work do I want to focus into? I can define that. I can get clear about that. Why not? That's not too much detail. I don't have to say, you know, maybe I want to work at a specific place. That's also possible. There are no limitations in the possibilities. The thing that I'm trying to convey to you is not to get stuck in the hows of you. How do you get there? How do you get there? How do you get there? Because then you're getting into the management and control of your life rather than the flow and creation of your life. So does your life surprise and delight you? The surprise and delight comes because you know where you want to be, right? You know what you want to experience, and whatever that is awesome. But instead of deciding how you're going to get to the experience, you just decide you're going to have the experience and let the universe unfold that for you because you don't know what you don't know, right? None of us do. None of us know what we don't know. I assume I know a lot based on my life experience, and even that is grossly limited to understanding all that I am, all that we are, all that this experience is about. We have very limited perspective in that regard. We've got once you begin to develop intuition, you begin to develop this alignment, there is something else that happens in understanding more and more about this experience, at least from this perspective. But when I'm not dialed, when I'm not worried about the actual how, oh my God, how am I going to get to here from there? If I was worried about how I was going to get to 200 episodes when I started this, I would have never done it. Would have never done it because I was in such a bizarre place at that point. When I took over the show completely and it became my show, I didn't know if I could do this. I didn't know if I wanted to do this. And it was a thought I had at the time that really shook me to a core was because I had that thought, can I do this without my partner here, the gentleman that I was doing this with? And I went, wait a second, what do you mean? I'm doing the work. I did all this building. Why would I not be able to do this? But I had put so much credibility into their title, into who they were, that they were going to give me credibility. That didn't work out so well. But again, so had I been dialed into how I was going to do this, I would not be doing it because my mind would be thinking of all the things I had to do and then becoming overwhelmed at the things that I knew I didn't know, that the things I didn't know how to do, the things I didn't know I didn't know, the things I didn't know I needed to learn in order to do this successfully. So setting that intention and setting that focus and being into that place of I know where I want to be, what I want to be successful at reaching people. I want to be able to share my life experience and the work that I do in a way that connects to people. And so I allowed myself to begin to be inspired because I started it by appreciating where I was. I started by appreciating where I was in the moment every day. I started the process. I was saying earlier that I had been introduced to appreciation from a friend of mine years ago, and I started using it every day. Twice a day, I would focus in on it. I would do it on my way to work, and I would do it on my way home because I had about a 10-minute drive either both directions. And so I get in the car in the morning, and I would just start doing this appreciation process. And for me, they call it in the Law of Attraction, Rampage of Appreciation. I like that expression. But it's that ability to just focus into anything in your world and just start building this appreciation, right? It's a state of, here, I'll give you a little example. So I appreciate that I'm here this morning getting to have this conversation. I appreciate the time that I got to spend on the mountain this morning, hiking and contemplating and getting my energy in alignment. And I appreciate the beautiful sunrise that was going on that I saw as I was walking up to the mountain. And I appreciate the temperature this morning because it was not too cold. It was not too hot, but it was good to get my body moving and to feel a little bit of sweat this morning. I appreciate that I had a nice breakfast this morning. I appreciate how I feel today. I appreciate that I just feel clear today. I feel connected today. I feel unencumbered today. And I so appreciate how that feels. And I appreciate that I get to sit here and talk to you. Even though I can't see you, I can feel you. And I so appreciate that feeling. I appreciate how powerful that feeling is, that we are connecting in so many ways from all over the world together here now, because we can, and because you're there and I'm here. And I appreciate that so much because I get to sit here and do this. And it just goes on and on and on. I could go on for hours doing that because there's so many things to appreciate all the time. And I can even appreciate the fact that I've been through some hard stuff the last few months. And I appreciate that I felt some really awful feelings these last few months. I appreciate that I was willing to sit in that experience until it transformed, until I transformed within the context of that experience. I appreciate the patience I had with myself to be in that state of discomfort and unhappiness, but to recognize that it was temporary, to be in the observer enough that I could feel those feelings and not have them run my life, that I could continue to go deeper and I could continue to willingly step in to understand that what I was feeling was not about me, but it didn't feel good anyway. And so how do I shift that? And being able to consciously do that, how much I appreciate being able to focus into it and know that, yes, this doesn't feel good, but if I can just bring some love to this situation, it'll help expand it. And then being able to do that and how much I appreciated doing it and then having the experience of having the energy dissipate if only for a moment. Can you see where this goes? There's so many ways you can do this. There's so many ways you can step into it. But what the result is surprise and delight, because I'm no longer attached to outcome. I'm not attached to the way it is. I'm attached to that it is. I'm focused onto that it is. I think if I was attached to that it is, it would become a different thing. So we're going to take a quick break. I want you to digest that for a minute. And when we come back, we're going to take this a little bit further and really get into what is this surprise and delight element? How does that work? And why is it so amazing? Well, ultimately, is because it creates this incredible feeling of satisfaction of my life and my world and myself. It's just this profound sense of that feeling that is beyond anything I ever imagined I would feel about my world and my life, even if I see that things aren't great. So we're going to come back right after this and have a little bit more fun with the topic. So I'll see you on the other side.
Science of Transformation Method, and I can't tell you the difference that it's made in my life.
This program is all about you coming into the greatest form of you. We are back, www.thesciencetransformation.com. I would love to work with you. I have a powerful program that's all about this, creating the space of surprise and delight in your world. these powerful sessions that help to change your relationship with fear. The book is a part of the program. This is a multiple session program. It helps to break down. Actually, it doesn't even break down. It's about rewiring the brain. It's about rewiring the energetic system in a way that opens up to possibility and potential that was never there before. We activate and stimulate the prefrontal cortex of the brain, activating that higher principle part of our brain. And then we apply that energy in our lives, and we use that energy to help create change, to help create powerful change. But it's done from the inside out. So this isn't a process of putting Band-Aids on your wounds. This is a process of changing the energy that's originating in you, changing those connections in your wiring so that you can begin to step into a new normal, that you can begin to release these belief systems and ideas without a whole lot of fuss and muss. But you can do it in a way that creates a brand new normal for you. Your energy begins to spin up. Your energy begins to open up naturally. And as your vibration rises, your choices change. The way you approach your life changes. And it's a natural and organic process. It's extraordinary and it's very, very powerful. If you'd like to learn more, www.thesciencetransformation.com. You can set up a consultation with me. It's free. Love to talk to people about this work and to see if this is something that you're aligned with. And you can also check out some testimonials and see more about the work there. So check it out, and we'll be right back right after this. All right. So we are back celebrating the 200th anniversary of my show. And on this day, we are talking about, does your life surprise and delight you? So once you start moving into that space of inspiration, once you are deeply involved into that energy of appreciation, and let me clarify something. When I say that life changes, it does. It changes radically. It doesn't mean that you don't still deal with stuff. It doesn't mean that things don't come up. It doesn't mean you don't have life happening. Because remember, you've created momentum. If you've been here on this planet 20, 30 years, you've been 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, you spent a lifetime creating momentum of thought, momentum of concept, momentum of how you think and feel in your belief system. So that momentum continues to roll through your world, and you're still unfolding some of that. But as you change your perspective, as you fall into that and step into that pool of appreciation, and you start to bathe in that on a regular basis, as you start to focus into your alignment by doing your daily practice and by letting go of how things need to be, you begin to tap into that space that I call the observer, that space that can see and observe everything from the view from 50,000 feet. And you begin to become less encumbered by those things, that the personality stuff. You begin to see it for what it is. It doesn't mean it doesn't have an impact, but it has a far less impact, and you have the ability to maneuver around it rather than being overwhelmed by it. And that's where I think a lot of us get stuck in our own personal process, is that we get overwhelmed by the thought of what our process is. Guys, you have no idea what your process is until you're there and you're in it. Whatever your mind tells you about what it's going to be is nothing like what it is, ever. And I say ever because it is never like what your mind thinks it is. You are not in any way, shape, or form damaged, broken, ruined, shit, yucky, stupid, ugly. You're nothing, none of that, except if you choose it. You are none of that, except if you choose it. And even if you choose it, you're still not that. You're just pulling an energy into your space that you don't need for whatever reason that you're judging or abusing yourself of it. And it's unnecessary. The surprise and delight that you experience is because you're not attached to the how, and that you can, in every moment, appreciate the extraordinary things that are happening in your world, that you kind of go, how is this possible? How is it possible that I'm in this moment? Because you allowed yourself to be. You didn't will yourself to be. You didn't force yourself to be. You didn't drive yourself to be. You didn't hammer yourself to be. You allowed yourself to be. And the more you fall into that gentleness with yourself, the more you can settle into that appreciation space and just live in that space, your life the surprise and delight that grows in your life is exponential and extremely powerful. When I can go on a silly ski trip, and it was just a Monday afternoon, let's go skiing, two of our buddies, we go head up, and suddenly I can be in a moment of such profound appreciation because everywhere I look is beauty. Everywhere I look is a reflection of the joy that I'm feeling in being there. And then as I sit there in that experience, I'm feeding the joy to the environment, the environment's feeding the joy to me, and suddenly we're in a co-creative dance together in the environment, and the environment then continues to offer, and I continue to offer, and the people around me continue to offer, and suddenly we're in this amazing space of surprise and delight. My friends sometimes think I'm goofy as hell because right in the middle of whatever we're doing, I'm having a moment of awe. We're here doing this thing. Oh my, and who knows what it is. It could be a hike. It could be smelling a flower. It's not like it's some profound out of the ordinary. It's part of everyday life, but it is profound and out of the ordinary because of how I'm interacting with it. And so that surprise and delight continues to evolve. And that's where the satisfaction comes in, y'all. That's what I mean by satisfaction. There's a deep sense of satisfaction. Oh, taking a moment. Miss Jackie, good to see you. Thank you for the happy 200. I appreciate you so much. And taking a moment here, I appreciate you in the show. It teaches me something every time I'm with you. Well, I love you, Jackie. I appreciate. Talk about the joy in your life. Goodness gracious. Let me tell you a little bit about that situation. Does your life surprise and delight you? Hell yes. Miss Jackie, none of you know this, but happens to be my aunt. An aunt I didn't know existed until 3 years ago, 4 years ago, maybe. Had been looking for family for years, had an incredibly bizarro life, and was my dad's sister. Never talked about her, never knew about her, never heard of her. And here she is in my life, this glowing, fabulous human being who I've had the chance to spend time with, who I look forward to spending more time with. But the surprise and delight of this beautiful human being that I never knew that showed up in my life, that has brought so much joy to my life because of who she is. And we get to share this experience together, and she gets to meet the nephew that she never had and see this goofy person on this television screen talking about all these wonderful and crazy things. But we get to have this powerful relationship. And that is a surprise and a delight to me. I wasn't looking for it. I know that's a sort of a tangential piece, but it's important, again, to understand the surprise and delight comes from the release and the surrender of any concept you have of what was, any concept of you have of what is. Be with what is, appreciate what is, go deeply into the experience of what is and appreciate the heck out of all of it. And then let it inform you, because again, it's this dance, this amazing dance. Remember we talked earlier about perception is your environment reflecting back to your beliefs, ideas, and concepts, right? Well, consider that as you grow in this surprise and delight, as you grow in this space of surrender, you give yourself permission to have an interaction in your environment. Your environment doesn't become threatening. What you perceive is not dangerous. It's not something to put you on edge. It's just part of what you're observing. And you can change that perception. I'm amazed every day that somebody gives me some other way to perceive something that I'm perceiving. And it doesn't even have to be giant. And it's not people injecting themselves in my experience. I'm just attentive to my environment. So as I'm talking to people or as I'm talking to my friends and I'll make a comment and they'll come back with another comment and I go, oh, holy crap, that's a new perspective. I just had my perspective broadened in a way that I never thought about before. Because I'm being present in this moment with this person or this situation in this environment. And so we begin to have a dance together. And then life gets to surprise and delight me even more because so I started to talk about this earlier. We don't know what we don't know. I know all of my life, this is a weird thing for me. And maybe many of you have the same experience. All of my life, and as far back as I can remember, I've always been able to I know what I kind of want to get to. You know, I want to have a sense of success. I want to have a sense of connection with myself. And so my life has been this kind of unfolding of that process. I had some goals and ideas early on. You know, we all do because that's what we're trained into, that whole process. I was going to work with Steven Spielberg. I was going to be a famous actor. I was going to be, you know, Oprah was going to be my best friend. You know, of course, all that crazy stuff that we think about when we're younger. I was going to work with Steven Spielberg. And I'm not, none of that's off the table in my world. I don't know how it would happen, but I don't have to worry about how it happens. I don't have to worry about the how of it. I can just feel into that and know that there will be something that will create that satisfaction. And it's already happened on so many different occasions where I didn't need that particular experience, but the experience I had was so deeply fulfilling that it was incredible to me. Something silly. We were talking about this last night. Back a few years ago, I got to go to my first Grateful Dead concert, but it was Dead and Company. So Jerry Garcia was gone and Dead and Company. So my first Dead show was in San Diego. And through a number of wild, unexpected connections, I got to go to the show. Not only did I get to go to the show, but I got to meet the stage manager. And the stage manager put me on the stage in the drums on the stage and took pictures for me. So you could see I'm in the Grateful Dead stage, in the center of the stage, having pictures taken of me. And the immense joy and satisfaction of that moment for a guy who likes being on stage, for a guy who has been on stage, who has sung on stage, who's acted on stage, who's done a lot of things on stages, never have I had that experience. And while there's so many experiences I want to have, having that experience was just a deeply satisfying experience for me, because there was joy, there was excitement, there was enthusiasm, but there was something that got satisfied because I could be so present in this moment and going, I'm standing on the stage of the Grateful Dead. What? And John Mayer is going to be playing a guitar in front of me in the next half an hour. And I'm getting to do this. And all of those people that are out there are seeing me do this. And I'm getting to have this experience of seeing what this guy is going to be dealing with in the next little bit and what I'm going to get to hear. And my friend who did this, who's glowing and beaming at me because we're getting to have this amazing experience. That's the surprise and delight that happens on a regular basis if you allow it. And yet, and in between, sometimes there's other things that don't feel so good, and that's okay, but you can change those by changing your focus. And that's another show, another focus, another topic. But for us here today, life surprises and delights you when you let it, always. When you're not focused in the hows, life will surprise and delight you regularly. Because what we don't know, we think we know so much about who we are. And I think I know a lot about who I am, but what I also know is I don't know a lot about who I am, meaning how I come at this whole process is that I'm not just Jim who showed up here, this singularity. I am a plurality. I am the expression of God animated as Jim Case. Well, there are many times that this has happened, but not as Jim Case, as other things. And so there are so many experiences in the context of my DNA and in my structure as a soul, as a spirit, as a being that I bring to this particular reality that I'm focused into as Jim. But the allness of me, the part of me that is a part of the whole, also has lots of stuff that I don't know. I'm still tapping into. I'm still learning about. I'm still exploring. But when I get out of the way and let that flow come through me, the things that show up are freaking mind-blowing because I'm in the space to see it. I'm in the space to feel it. I'm in the space to experience it. And that's really where I'm encouraging you all to get to. Doing the daily practice, focusing in that appreciation, getting away from the hows, just be into what was it I want to experience? I want to experience deeper love. So I'm going to focus in how can I be more loving. And in being more loving, I'm creating more connections and I'm creating a connection to life that's different than the connection I had before. And then I'm allowing that connection to influence me because I'm no longer in resistance. And because I'm no longer in resistance, life surprises and delights me. It shows up and helps me to experience things that I may not have, that I didn't even know that I wanted, that I didn't even know that I needed. But my soul does. The bigger part of me does. The ego, which is very monofocused, right? The ego has a very limited focus and it wants what it wants. But but it doesn't really have much depth to what it wants. It wants what it wants because it saw the commercial. It wants what it wants because Jane has it and you want it and you want to see what it feels like. There's all of those compare and I want to be better than or less than kind of situations. When it's soul connected, you can still have that desire, but you don't mire it in how you're going to get it. You don't mire it by clamping down on thinking you have to fight your way to get it. You have to get your peace. You relax around it and you surrender to it and you surrender to that energy and you start to build an alignment to the thing that you desire. But if you are without resistance in it and if you are not trying to how it to death, you allow the universe to influence and surprise and delight you with pathways through and to the thing you desire, which is even more satisfying than the thing you desire. Because in my world, sometimes the thing that I desire is not really what I desire. It's the journey to get there that I desire. Take that in for a second. It isn't always about the thing that you think you want. It's about the travel to. It's about learning how to align to that thing that you want. And the journey to get there is where all the joy is. And then when you get there, the thing that you think you wanted typically isn't actually what you wanted anymore. Because you've learned through the journey that it's much more than that. It's much greater than that. It's much more satisfying than that. And again, please don't misconstrue. I think physical things are great. I think having new things is beautiful and wonderful and fun, but you got to appreciate them and you got to be in alignment with that so that you are getting the most out of the experience from the time you had the desire to the time the creation shows up. There is a whole experience, a whole lifetime of amazing that goes on if you allow it. And when you do, your life will surprise and delight you every time. I love you all. I appreciate you all. Thank you for being here for my 200th episode. Thank you for celebrating this with me. Thank you for walking this journey with me. For those of you out there that listen all over the world, I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. I'm beginning to tell you now, but I appreciate you guys so much, and I love you very much. And I could go on for days. This has been a great show. I'm looking forward to the next, and I have a comment. Let me see. That energy needs to relax self to enter life so full of surprise every day. Allow yourself to listen. Love you. Appreciate it. Jackie, thanks for being here. Guys, have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful life. Let life inspire and delight you. And we'll see you next time on Adventures in Truth. Until then, find your joy. Bye, guys. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Livecast. Please like, subscribe, and share. If you'd like to learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, check it out at www.fearisachoicebook.com. Also check out Moments of Truth, a new offering from Adventures in Truth. If you'd like to work with Jim, check out www.thescienceTransformation.com to book a session. Tune in live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time and every Friday, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Or look for our new releases and podcasts every Monday. Until next time, be well, and we'll see you again on Adventures in Truth Livecast.